So what, you're just gonna go out and cheat on me? Your friend dookied in my fridge.
Oh my God!
No, it's not.
No, but let's all start a rumor about that girl that she's. Don't know what they're gonna do.
You just gonna get in a stranger's UFO and fly away?
Hey, every time we investigate a ghost, yes, I wear condoms on my hands.
What the?
Was that in there, dude?
Yeah, but she's about to get ran through.
Oh,
am I right? Am I right, Granny?
If it's all gay people in there, I'm down, dog. I really am, bro.
And you're just like, yeah, USA!
I'm feeling her spirit, dog. But if you believe in aliens, you can't tell me Joe Biden don't look like a lizard a little bit. Matt Rife 2024. Everybody go vote. Everybody vote.
To Haunted Homies with Matt Rife, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer. A show about all things that haunt you. From ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories. All told live from within comedy clubs.
Harrisburg, what's up? How is everyone? Everyone's okay? Everyone's all right? Good to see you guys, man. Thanks for coming out. Welcome to Haunted Homies. This is so much fun, man.
Yeah, thank you all so much for being here. Just out of curiosity, who here knows about the paranormal videos that we do? Okay.
Not enough. Okay. What's everyone else doing here, dude?
Good time.
All right, so just curious, make some noise if you do believe in the paranormal.
Didn't clap. Do you believe?
I believe.
You are a believer. Is there anything you've been through that made you believe? Like, what's your reasoning for believing?
When I was like 7 years old and I heard a knock at the door, it was my grandma and she had passed away. And I told my dad she was at the door and he looked at me and said, no one's there.
When you were 7 years old, you got a knock on the door and you opened it. It was your grandma who had passed away. And then you told your dad was like, there's no way that was her. Is your grandma a Jehovah's Witness? Like, why is she knocking on the door? Why wouldn't she just like show up in the bedroom or something? Like that's so inconvenient. Bad start, dude.
Hi, would you like to become a Jehovah's Witness? No. Yeah. No. Grandma's not there.
No, no, no.
Wait, what does she look like, though? Does she look like grandma, or does she look like transparent, or is she wearing, like, a white button-up shirt with a black tie?
Foggy.
She was foggy in a nightgown? Sound kind of sexy, a little bit. A little bit. Interesting.
Did you let her in?
Wow. Interesting.
Thank you.
Is that your grandma? Who was that? How do you know him?
I want to know what he said.
Wait, I literally repeated it. I said exactly what he said. I didn't paraphrase or anything. No, let's see. He heard a knock on the door, opened the door, his grandma was there. He turned around and said, Dad. And then turned around, grandma was gone. End of story. And that's
And his grandma was looking mighty fine in a nightgown. That was the other thing.
I added that part, but, you know, it was the truth. So. Interesting. That's, you know, you hope your grandparents, your parents, friends, siblings, whoever, you hope they pass on to the other side, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the hope. I mean, ghosts, I guess that's always kind of like the... Wait. Is that a wind chime? Is somebody's ring doorbell? What is that? Jesus Christ.
Dude, grandma is here. Swear to God. Does anyone else smell cookies right now?
I'm feeling her spirit, dog. I'm feeling her.
Grandma. Calm down, step grandma.
Step grandma?
Jesus.
Grandma didn't get run over by a reindeer, but she's about to get ran through.
Oh,
am I right?
God.
Am I right, Granny?
Ran through by a reindeer.
Well, welcome to our paranormal podcast.
We're trying to cover all the topics if we can. But yeah, that's the interesting thing. You never quite know what happens after death. Like, what causes a ghost? Does everybody become a ghost? Are you stuck in a purgatory? You have unfinished business? Like, what happens?
I don't know. That's why we do this.
What do you think? What do you think happens when you die?
Yeah, nothing. What do you think, Olsen?
Nothing. I think we just die.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You think we just...
Yep.
I think we're
your semen, and then we grow, and then we come out of a vagina, and then we... Yeah. And then some of us grow like this, and some of us grow like that, and... You know, and some of us have to work way harder in life to get where he's at. But, you know, it's fine. And then you make your money and you live your life and then you die and you go back in the ground.
Well, if you believed in God, maybe you'd be more blessed. Just saying, man. So are you full on atheist? Like, you don't believe there's anything after life?
Agnostic. I believe I'm open. If you can prove to me,
okay,
you're not definitive. Prove to me, which is why I do this, right? Mm-hmm. If I was an atheist, it would be so dumb.
Yeah,
I'm agnostic. So if it's like, if you can prove to me that there is an afterlife or God or whatever it is or Satan, I don't care. I'll take that too. Okay. You know what I mean? Then I'm open minded.
Okay,
but I'm not like there is because no one's ever proven it.
But that's what makes the investigation so fun. I like that you are open minded to it.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey. What about you? What do you believe?
Oh,
what
dude, I 100% believe in like heaven and hell.
Have to, right? Dude, it's gotta be.
I mean, dude, with the amount of investigations that we've done, it's like the activity that we actually get gives me so much hope that obviously when you pass away, that's not just the end of it. I personally think, because I've had a lot of mediums tell me like different theories that they have, and a theory that I'm leaning more towards, I think that when you do pass away, you can decide if you want to go to heaven or if you want to stay here.
Or whether you're going to say, or go to hell.
No!
Yeah, who's choosing that?
Me?
Well, yeah.
It's like a sauna. It sounds great.
Sounds a little sweaty. A little hot.
No, I definitely think that when it's my opinion, but I think that when you do pass, you can either choose to go to the light or you can decide to stay on Earth for as long as you want, and then you could go to the light. But I've also had a lot of mediums like tell me that the only bad side of that is if a spirit or a soul decides to stay on Earth, they can get trapped here by a negative or dark energy like capturing them.
Oh.
So then that's when it's bad if you didn't go to the light immediately.
So there's I can see a
spiritual Pokemon
lost.
Trainer that's just like, I caught a Corey. That's what
yes, Elton, like Pokemon.
Okay.
That's what heaven's like.
I could see that. And that's where the theory comes in about like unfinished business, like wanting to say bye to loved ones or something like that. And then in doing that, yeah, you could get lost in whatever that subsectional world or universe might be. That's an interesting theory. I like that. Yeah. That's actually probably closest to what I believe as well.
What exactly do you believe?
I'm pretty much open to it all as well. And that's also why I love the investigation. That's why I like ghost hunting, is because it's like if you were to gather some kind of proof, that would change how you view all of life, right? Whether you know something happens afterwards or not.
Yeah.
Both of which I think are life-changing realizations. I truly hope there is a God, and I hope there's a heaven, and I hope there's an afterlife. I think that'd be fucking dope. Reincarnation could also be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to come back as like a butt plug or something, but like, you know, it just depends. Then maybe it's all based on karma. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know if I believe one religion is correct, but I do believe there is a God. There is some kind of place you go after this. I think I have to believe that, I think.
Yeah, dude.
Especially with the stuff we've witnessed and experienced just in the past couple of years. It's like, dude, there's things you cannot explain that aren't of our world. And that has to give you some kind of hope, at least.
Which is like, it kind of makes me want to be like, Elton,
you don't want to be like Elton.
You have to know that there's something when you pass. Because we have been getting how much activity for how many years?
Sure.
Like, spirits and souls and entities are actually communicating with us. But you're still kind of like, oh, I don't know. I don't think there's a heaven.
Yeah. But
then how are we getting this activity?
Do you believe in just like the 0.001% of like maybe there's something we just can't explain and that's why it happened, something scientifically?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I believe, yeah.
But honestly, that's why I like investigating with you so much, is because like nobody on this team is like a yes man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody jumps to like they hear a floorboard creak, that was a demon for sure. It's like I like that you try to, so, you know, sometimes you hear a creak, it's like somebody just farted, you know what I mean? It's not always a demon.
We've caught quite a few outstanding farts in our investigations.
Yeah, I will say that. But that's why I love so much about it, is that you do help balance it out, because I'm such Corey's comfortable, and you're too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
It's a good middle ground.
What would you prefer? You can either go to heaven, but heaven is absolute, just like an eternity of like white void.
Oh, that's not heaven at all. That sounds like hell, personally.
No, heaven got golden corrals and bowling alleys.
Yeah.
Dead
ass. This is Ohio. They got a
Skyline in there.
Yeah. And a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel in Skyline. That's
and
an Ohio oven. And just an eternity of in Michigan hats.
Wait, is that
gang turf?
Does that mean that you guys now think that your version of heaven is wherever you spent on earth, but it's just the same thing but slightly better?
Maybe it's your best moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you live in Ohio, Cracker Barrel is some of your most fond memories. Everyone in here is beating their grandma's checkers at Cracker Barrel. And you're like, you know what? I'm the king of this family now. I've earned my right. I can see that would be the most fun for me. Like, I don't, who knows what heaven is? You know, is it one place for everybody? I've heard theories that everyone gets their own individual personalized heaven. Like, that's, you know, that's what you would consider heaven. Some people think it's one place that your loved ones are waiting for you. Who knows? And I think that's what the fascinating part. Isn't it kind of crazy that we don't know? For the thousands of years people have been on earth, like, we just still have no idea
and
about that.
And that is exactly why I don't believe. Thank you.
I don't like that.
That was perfect, like, right? That. Isn't it crazy that we don't know with all of our technology
but
all, and science?
But also think of all we don't know about space. God, dude, if we were having this conversation on shrooms, this would be nuts, bro. Like, there's so much we don't know about space. Like, we are such a speck of dust on sand in the universe.
The amount of people that are drinking right now, they're like...
I love it. Get on my level right now.
Chill out, dude.
I'm microdosing on life right now. I really am. But that doesn't mean, like, just because you don't know that much about what's past our galaxy doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, but there's at least proof that it does exist. There's proof. There's proof that there is an option for viable life outside of this planet. There is concrete science. We have telescopes. I have never shot a telescope into the core of the Earth and been like, hey, Satan. Like, we haven't proved, like, you know what I mean? Also, where do you think hell is, by the way? If heaven there is hell, core of Earth.
Ann Arbor. Sorry, dog. Yeah, it's gotta be it. I don't know. Hell could be lit. Who knows?
I think it is.
I don't know. If it's all gay people in there, I'm down, dog. I really am, bro. That sounds like the best time ever. I'm going down there for sure.
All the best musicians, all the best actors.
Absolutely.
In hell.
Y'all don't want to see Freddie Mercury live? Well, unalive, but you know, you get it. You get it. Sounds like it could be fun. You never know.
Yeah.
But that's where like the idea of religion kind of comes in, where it's like I there's no way certain rules apply. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe that if a person sins biblically one time, you go straight to hell. That shit will be so crowded. See y'all there, every single one of y'all. It's an impossible task, you know. So I hope for the best, and I think if you're a good person, at the end of the I think God would know. God would know. Like, overall, have you done some? Yeah.
You think he's got time for that, though?
He's got infinite time. Time's a construct. We created that.
He got so much time that he took the seventh day off. Come on now. He had so much time that he took the seventh day off.
It was a vacation.
It's a vacation.
It was a vacation.
He went to Kings Island. He wanted a day off. He wanted a day off. He was tired of dealing with his kid.
He'd set him down and be like, these humans will babysit him for a few days.
Yeah, there's some people in here with joint custody. They get it. They understand. That response is exactly what I expected. Because some of y'all were like, they're in the car right now. Actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like just like with the evidence that we get ghost hunting, like that's enough for me to believe that something happens after you pass away.
Yeah.
That there is a God, that there is a heaven, that there is something. But I really think that you get to choose what that is.
That'd be nice. You know? I think the ideal situation for me, you die, you go to heaven for like 100 years, and then you just hit like a Wheel of Fortune spinner on reincarnation, and then you come back as hopefully something good.
As a butt plug.
That to me seems like the most ideal afterlife, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, come back as something cool maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, wait, that's a great question. What would each of us come back as if we could choose?
Inanimate or animate?
It can be anything.
Anything?
It can literally be anything.
A pocket.
Who said pocket?
Why would you choose that?
Oh, you're referencing my stand-up. Thank you, thank you. I thought you just wanted to eat one meal forever. I was like, damn, was it prison? Yeah, I would not want to come back as a pocket for sure. Let's see, I would, what would I come back as? I would come back as...
What? Someone said Taco Bell toilet.
Jessica Alba's car seat. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What would you be?
I'd probably come back as like a grape or something.
A grape?
Yeah.
Green or purple?
Green.
Racist. Okay. What would you come back as?
I would want to come back as the White House.
The White House?
The White House. I'd want to be the whole thing.
Why?
So I can know everything that's going on and finally find out if there's aliens and where they are. And also it'd just be hilarious, just like every time the president sat down, just move the oval, like the chair in the Oval Office.
I think he has a hard enough time finding it. It's not a political podcast. It's not a political podcast. Everybody just chill the fuck out. But if you believe in aliens, you can't tell me Joe Biden don't look like a lizard a little bit. A little bit. Just a tad. Just a little bit. I'm a lives in a terrarium for sure. What were we talking about? What would you come back as? Yeah, I think that'd be my answer.
Okay.
Seems like a good eternity to me.
Wait, do you believe in aliens though?
100%.
Cool.
Yeah, I would believe in aliens more than ghosts, if I'm being honest. And now I'm just realizing why we haven't done a podcast about that. Well, aliens are for sure real. I don't even think there's a debate on that.
Alien comes down to Earth right now, says, you never come back to Earth, but we'll take you, we'll show you outer space, and we'll confirm it. So you'll be the martyr. Would you do it? Would you go to outer space?
Deuces, Earth. Are you kidding me? I'm out of here, bro. Dude, if you would have seen how fast I left Ohio, like, dude, to leave the planet, absolutely, man. I would 1,000% want to do that. I would be obsessed with that idea, actually. I think it'd be so cool. Because, again, you don't know what's out there, you know? Would you leave?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah,
no. I mean, you don't know what they're going to do to you.
You just get in a stranger's UFO and fly away?
Could be fun.
Could be fun?
Could get probed.
I'll do it, yeah. I'll do it.
Sold so fast.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I heard they got more fingers, too.
Ooh. What about you? Would you leave?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Instantly.
Round of applause. Who would leave the planet if aliens had a chance?
Everyone here hates their family. Got
Some
it.
People liked it here. Some people like it here. Okay. Interesting. Interesting choice. Aliens have got to be real. I don't even think that's debatable. The universe is too big, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of video proof of it. Like, now more and more shit's coming out. Since, like, the White House had to, like, declassify, which I think is pretty impressive. And isn't it so weird? Like, if any kind of facts about aliens being a real thing, it does exist. How is that not the only thing we talk about all day, every day? How do we talk about it? That's the biggest news in Earth history. And we're just like, what's next?
I think it's too big to think about.
I think the news just moves too fast.
Yeah.
Area 51, definitely a real thing.
Yeah. We've been there.
Did you really?
Not only were we there, we actually captured something on camera. Bro. That we went to the leading extraterrestrial UFO expert, and he was like, yeah. He was like, can't tell you that is a man-made aircraft. Can tell you, though, that there are lots of other reports of it. And then we proceeded to do our own research, and over the last 20 years, an identical formation of ships has been captured all over the world. All over the world, and everyone's like, it's military flares, and it's like, it's in countries that don't have military, like, anything of that nature at all.
Interesting.
So we've actually captured something before at Area 51, strangely enough. We went there as a joke.
Yeah. And no, then we're wearing green suits, dressed up like aliens at Area 51, and swear to God, we see a UFO, and here we are. We look so stupid.
You guys were doing green face?
Yeah.
Aliens were watching, like, these problematic motherfuckers. You know what? We're not taking them. We're not going to take them. We were going to come down today. Today was going to be the day. Fuck them, dude.
Yeah.
You know when the Roswell ships crashed, they took them to Dayton. Dayton's Air Force Base.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Dayton's what? 3 hours from here?
roughly, south of, two hours south of here.
Wait, that's a real thing?
Yeah.
The Roswell crash they brought to Dayton, Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh, we must have something here in Dayton then. Central?
No.
No?
No.
You don't think so? Central America?
Well, I think what happened is when we discovered like their technology that crashed here, it was so advanced, we felt like we had to make it up to them, so we took them to Cracker Barrel. We were like, you think this is cool? Giant Checkers.
And a gift shop?
Yeah, too big of a gift shop? They literally have Walmart on the side of the restaurant, dude.
I do.
Anyways.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
Imagine if he was like, yeah, dude, last week.
No, not like, nothing so prominently that I could have like recorded it or anything, but I used to live in around like the Mount Vernon area of Ohio, and it's not heavily populated by a bunch of lights. You don't get a lot of that like light pollution.
Yeah.
So we like my parents would like at nighttime we'll go outside and just like sit on the porch and we'd go out there and you could definitely walk. Move around for sure, because you can see it. You can see a lot of stars out there, but because it's so clear, you can see it so often. You could definitely see a difference between a satellite's movement versus just like the movement of different moving pieces. It's no, airplanes don't go like this; they go like that sometimes. They did one time.
He just made him so mad.
Yeah,
<He's> like,
oh, it's holy water.
Mm. No.
Oh.
What's that?
The Elon Musk satellite? Have you seen that?
No, what happened with it?
It's just a Tesla.
You saw it under the influence?
Oh, so you thought it was a spaceship.
Are you guys all drinking out of the same fishbowl right now? Yeah, your stories are for sure corroborated right now. This is perfect. Tell me more about other UFOs. You already are.
Yeah.
Collaborated?
Your stories are collaborated? Your stories involve the same fella. We're talking about UFOs. Not talking about how you guys the same guy in Finley, okay? Like that's a different haunt. UFO on an object, right? That object? Didn't that object? Anyways.
That was just so funny.
So stupid.
But speaking of UFOs, we the same dude.
And it was out of his world.
To be fair, neither could be identified until now, so.
Yeah! How convenient.
Describe this UFO to us. About how big was this UFO?
Yes.
Oh!
Well, he f***ed both of y'all, so I guess. Who says you need a big right?
Yeah!
They both did it. Okay, good. I thought you guys were going to leave me hanging.
It's fine. Well, thank you for sharing that, though.
Yeah,
that's
thank
super
you.
Cool.
Thank you. That's one of the scarier stories we've heard so far. But yes, aliens.
I do gotta fully say, believe. Growing up, though, I grew up in Titusville, Florida, and it's where the Kennedy Space Center was. So the rocket literally, like, you know, obviously would go up every couple months, and it would shake our house, and we would see crazy, and we never knew if it was a UFO or if it was just something that NASA was like, you know, testing without telling us. And I remember there was one day, and I was young, I was like 11 or 12 years old, and me and my mom were pulling into my neighborhood, and there was a giant silver blimp. That's just what it looked like. It looked like a big blimp, but it was very low to the ground, and it was near the neighborhood. And I said to my mom, and I was like, look, that looks like a UFO. And she's like, no, it's just a blimp. It's a blimp. And I'm like, no, mom, like that looks like a UFO. So then we drive past one house with a giant tree. And once we got to the other side of the house, it was gone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got to the other side of the house and it said Goodyear on it.
No, this was a real UFO story.
You know, the rocket stuff actually makes sense. There's video of, and I hope I'm not butchering which time this was. It's either a rocket that was about to go to space, or I want to say it was like a testing of one of the atom bombs that they were sending off. Because around the time that stuff started happening, there was like a massive influx in UFO activity. And the theory is that they saw us humans like developing something so detrimental and potentially life ending that they wanted to try to like. Now, if not just study it, like put a stop to it. And there's a video of, like I said, I don't know if it's a ship or if it was a bomb. I think it was a bomb that like they're literally about to launch it, and you see a UFO go to the tip of it, and it like shoots something at the tip of it, and it completely deactivates the rocket or missile. Like there's video proof of that. I hope somebody who's watching at home in the comments when this comes out can tell me exactly what I'm talking about. But there's real proof of it.
Interesting.
So that makes sense to me that they will be interested in like what kind of advancements we're making.
Would you go to Skinwalker Ranch?
Yes. I'd go to Skinwalker Ranch. For sure. Absolutely.
Would you go to Skinwalker Ranch?
I would love to go there.
I'm wondering if we could put it out in the universe right now. Skinwalker Ranch is like one of the most documented square foot by square foot areas ever.
Oh, yeah.
For extraterrestrial, paranormal, everything at all.
Absolutely, I would go there. Well, that's why you want to go. That's the exciting part.
How long after you get there do you want to leave?
3 hours. Well, it depends. What are we searching for? Because Skinwalker Ranch, if you're not familiar, it's supposed to be everything from like UFOs to ghosts to chupacabras, skinwalkers. Like, it's a little bit of everything. Yeah. So it depends on what we're investigating and what are we up against, you know?
Okay. We're trying to get abducted, basically.
We could do that. We'd just walk alone, you know?
Let's go to Tijuana real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it's doable. Have you reached out and tried to go there before?
So we were supposed to go to Skinwalker. Mm-hmm. We were not only supposed to go to Skinwalker Ranch, we were supposed to go with the two leading experts on it. Yep. And then, literally 2 days later, the Pentagon formally addressed that they were going to be releasing a series of documents. And those two people are the leading experts. And they're like, hey, dude, we're doing interviews every day, nonstop every day for the next few months. And then after that, the rights to Skinwalker Ranch got sent off to a major company. So now we're no longer allowed to go, but Corey and I aren't Matt Rife.
So if anybody knows somebody who works at Skinwalker Ranch, tell them we want to go. I think that'd be so much fun. Alien is like a physical being. I feel like I could punch an alien in its, you know what I mean? See, ghost, how you punch a ghost in the, you know?
You pray to God.
Yeah.
Do you just say you think you could fight an alien?
We don't know what they're capable of.
More than us.
You don't know that.
What? You think a species from a different planet that has the technology to travel to ours doesn't have the ability to just like laser you and just shoot your off?
Maybe they come in peace and they don't know who maybe they don't know who they're with.
They're about to make you come in pieces when they shoot your off.
they about to make me come, all right? Because after I beat this alien, I'm gonna assert my dominance. Okay. Let them know Earth means business, okay? USA, USA. And then the rest of the aliens are like, what the is wrong with these people? Whole planet gone.
I just picture you like two dogs at a dog park where one just starts facing the other dog, but you just got some alien, and you're just like, yeah, USA! You know what I'm talking about?
I'm the hero you guys have been waiting for. Matt Rife 2024. Everybody go vote. Everybody vote. Everybody vote. Who you want to defend you in an alien invasion. Okay? I'm just saying, at least it's a physical being. I at least have a chance to defend myself. You can't, other than prayer, you can't really defend yourself against a ghost. And I don't want to hear somebody talk crystals. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to hear none about your obsidian's obsessions. Okay? There's no physical rebellion against it. There's no self-defense.
Don't you wear protection bracelets with stones on them,
okay,
Matthew?
Every time we investigate a ghost, yes, I wear condoms on my hands to make sure I don't touch anything dark and disgusting. Yes. No, I do. Yeah, I do wear. I wear a cross chain, but...
So nothing can protect you, huh?
Well, it's just in case. You know, you bring a condom on a first date, right? You know, you hope you don't have to use it, but, you know... Out there, you know.
Okay. There you go. Well, we do have some haunted stories.
Oh, from the audience?
Yeah, but beforehand, there really was some just weird submitted. So maybe let's have a little bit of fun hearing about some of the comedic things that haunt people.
Okay.
Corey, this was yours, right?
Oh, boy.
So these are stories submitted by people in the room. So we will have some follow-up questions to be asking.
Yeah.
Ooh, little transition.
I got a lot of questions about this story. So here's the log line. You guys ready for this? My friend and I were staying at the apartment of the guy that I was seeing, and she in his house and left it on his kitchen counter.
That's a demon. Whoever did that, that's a demon.
That's poltergeist activity.
Jesus.
That's the apparition you saw in the kitchen. It was just a fat old sh** from this girl.
Does this smell like eggs in here?
Yeah, it's a demon.
Sure does.
Yeah, definitely a demon.
So someone voluntarily shared a story about sh** on a kitchen counter?
I hope the friend is also here.
Amber
Heard. Hilarious.
Was Amber.
Somebody said Amber Heard.
That was good. That was good. All right, so I'm going to read this story now. Get ready, y'all.
Okay.
I had been seeing this guy for a little over a month, and my friend, who I barely get to see, and I went out to the bar and got super drunk. My friend had also smoked. Whoa! Calm down, guys. We ended up staying at the apartment of the guy I was seeing at the time. Before we went to bed, we got my friend all settled in the living room to go to bed with a glass of water, and I showed her where the bathroom was. Okay? Him and I ended up sleeping together for the first time that night, and the next day we woke up my friend and I went back home. I took a nap and woke up to a text message from him, and I was expecting it to be something super cute or whatever because, you know, we just had sex for the first time. But instead, it was a message that said, "What the f*** is this?" with a picture attached to it. I opened it up, and it looked like a pile of s*** on a pizza pan on his counter. What? I immediately panicked and called my friend and asked her about it. Called him freaking out because I didn't know what to do. And long story short, my friend somewhere in his apartment and picked it up and left it on his counter.
Okay, are we sure this isn't a Pillsbury cinnamon roll before it was cooked? Are we sure? She might have been trying to, like, breakfast for everybody, do the polite thing.
One other question. Is this the guy you guys...
Is it?
Oh, my God!
No, it's not!
No way!
Wow.
What?
Wait, which one of you did the on the pizza tray then?
Yeah,
who did it?
This is your friend.
Bullshit. You already said earlier you were collaborating.
Yeah, you guys made a YouTube channel together. We're not stupid.
Where is this friend now? The one who...
Where's the shit?
She's at home? In prison? That is... Did she ever... What did she say for herself when you were like, hey? What'd she say?
She was like, it must have been me.
It must have been me.
It's not the first time she's done something like that. What are you, friends with raccoons?
Oh, no way. She just said she was sleepwalking. What?
You can't just be sleeping in people's houses.
We have a serial on the loose. Jesus Christ.
Not only is
who
she...
does that?
Does she change the baking device every time? Is it like pizza tray one time, brownie tray the next?
Yeah, is she filling muffin trays? Like, what is it?
Yeah, what's she making? O-R-D? My God. Okay, I want to hear more about this. So what ended up happening? She's just like, oh yeah, I'm the... And then you were like, okay.
You called him crying of laughter, I imagine.
I was scared. I didn't know what to say. And he was like, it smells like shit in here.
He called you. You answered crying. And he was like, it smells like shit in here. Okay? Because there was some in there. And then what did he say?
He was like, this is just so fucked up. And long story short, I don't talk to him.
You never saw him ever again?
I did.
You did see him again after that. You guys had some shit to talk about, so, you know, some loose ends.
Nice. Do you think your friend did it out of spite that like she wasn't the chosen one that night?
He ended up being the piece of shit, so I think it was kind of like
he ended up being the piece of shit. I think he gets some leeway. I think he gets a couple of strikes. You remember your friend in his house? So what, you're just gonna go out and cheat on me? Your friend dookied in my fridge. So forgive me if I wanna see some strange, okay? Even. What did she wipe with?
I think Clorox wipes.
Clorox wipes? That's gotta burn.
I just imagine her with a bleach bottle, just like,
oh, God.
Wait, are you still friends with her?
Yeah.
You're still friends with her?
Yeah.
Why?
Can we FaceTime the
Yeah, let's FaceTime your friends. Come on. You told her what?
Hey guys, we can't hear. Can't hear.
Huh?
That we keep it private.
Do we keep it private? You're so bad at this. FaceTime the turd burglar right now. I gotta know.
You said you were gonna keep it private. You wrote down Amanda is the one who did it.
Amanda. Wow. Disgusting.
So who's the real friend? I'm joking, it's her. She's the one that
Wow. That's pretty horrible. So how and then you slept with him after?
No. Wait, really?
We literally just met tonight, yeah.
Okay, and how do you guys know it's the same guy?
Wait. Wait, did he tell you about the shit story?
They were what?
Wait.
That can't be. It can't be.
Facebook.
Is she brunette? Is that her?
Someone found her on Facebook in like 8 seconds. Is this her?
Your friend?
Is this her?
Oh, it's not her, she said. God damn it.
Wow.
No, but let's all start a rumor about that girl that she's that she in strangers' apartments. She's just going to work the next night. What's up, Miggy? She's like, what?
Just airdrop that link to everyone in this room and then we'll all message her, being like, we know it, you did. Don't
That's
do that.
That's disgusting.
I feel like for a lot of people that have never seen a paranormal video, never seen a horror movie, anything like that, This is an opportunity for these people to hear the story and see also what it might feel like.
Okay,
so,
okay.
This story reads, and I swear to God, if this is your goddamn table, I'm walking out of this room. It says, my best friend, you better tell me this is your story. I'm not reading this whole goddamn thing. I'm going to find out it's you. My best friend and I saw a full-on apparition in my kitchen, although it could have been the drugs I was on.
Do you want to be the
not
apparition
you.
Or the drug addict?
I'll be the apparition.
Okay, I'll be the drug addict. Okay.
All right. It was a week that I had gotten my wisdom teeth out.
Shh. I'm doing drugs up here.
It was a week that I'd gotten my wisdom teeth out, and I was just starting to eat solid foods and such. But yet, I was still on a lot of medications.
Yeah.
One of the nights, though, my parents and younger brother decided to go out of town for a bit, and since I still wasn't feeling well, I'd stayed home but had my best friend come over to give me some sympathy and company. We made some dinner that had a combination of french fries and some other kind of food, and then I decided during all of that I was going to take out the trash in the pitch black darkness that is my backyard. My best friend was standing by the window anyways, snacking on the food we made as I took the trash out to make sure I don't die, as I live in the ghetto part of town. That's what we call it.
Pop, 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 pop.
They call it Cleveland here.
Oh my God.
We'll call it that.
Sorry, I got that wrong. Anyways, I take the trash out and come back inside and up the stairs to the kitchen. I saw what looked identical to my best friend standing by the sink, just smiling at me.
Hey!
It was like a good job, you conquered taking out the trash kind of smile.
Thanks.
What a supportive friend. And then he ran off out of the room. Out of instinct, as we are both young, we like to play tag and hide and seek and such, I ran out of the kitchen to catch him until, oh ho, until I hear a voice from the kitchen yell out my name.
Corey.
And I never turned around so fast in my life.
Corey.
To see my actual best friend still standing by the kitchen window. After turning around as fast as humanly possible, he and both her footsteps were heard running down the stairs to my upstairs area, and he and I both bolted out of my house and sat on my driveway until my family came home in the ghetto.
What the f*** was that in there, dude?
What drug are we on?
All of them.
Does it specify what drug we took?
It says, to this day, I don't know if it was really the drugs I was on or if it was a real-life apparition, which wouldn't have been our first encounter with one, but I hope it was the drugs medication.
Why would you not tell the story about the apparition you for sure seen before you're like, maybe it was, let's tell the maybe it was drugs one. Let's incriminate ourselves in front of a room full of people.
No, it definitely wasn't the ketamine. It was a ghost. For sure.
Has anybody here ever been so high that they thought they saw a ghost before? That level of high? Okay. Some partiers in here. Okay. Just curious. I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, if you've done enough drugs, theoretically, eventually you have a bad trip, right? Where you're like, okay, I think I've seen something I don't really want to see that makes me not want to do this drug anymore. So it could have been. But this sounds more like a doppelganger kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
You're familiar with the...
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that... We had an experience like that in London, actually, in the poltergeist house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that would be one of the creepier things to ever happen. Imagine you hear, like, your best friend's voice down the hall. You're looking at your best friend. He's not talking to you. Like, which one's the real best friend? Mm-hmm. The voice down the hall, the one you're looking at.
So what ended up happening after that? Did you ever have another doppelganger experience?
No, real quick. What drug were you on?
Oh.
You don't remember? You are 17? This just keeps getting more Ohio. 17? Was this the friend that was with you? So you saw the same thing.
I was eating food in the corner that time, I swear to God.
You were eating food in the corner? Man, you have... You thought the outside was safer than the inside? The best part about this is you have a voice that I definitely don't want to hear coming from two people. Like, that is... You imagine you're already like, this is my best friend, this is what he sounds like, it's fine. And then you hear it twice, and you're like, what the f***, dude? I can handle it once. You have a very unique voice to try to duplicate. This is an impressive spirit if you guys did encounter something. Ooh, I don't know. How long ago was this? How old are you now? 26, okay.
So 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Were you hurt? Like, were you on those kinds of drugs? Or were you on the fun kind?
Probably the fun kind.
The fun
probably
kind?
Probably the fun kind.
Nice. Yes. Nice. Okay, I can respect that.
And you don't remember at 17?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good story. I like it personally. I like trying to figure out the mystery for myself, and that's kind of what happens the more drugs you do. What's this one? Oh, we have another story.
Yeah.
This one's a ghost one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, are you guys ready for one more paranormal story?
One more spooky story? One more spooky one.
All right, and let's all try to be as quiet as we can.
You sound like you're babysitting a kindergarten class.
You guys ready for a story?
Do it.
All right, here we go. The log line says, my sister and I babysat for a lady who had a poltergeist.
I'd leave that child.
When my sister and I were 13 and 14 years old, we're now 40 and 41.
Ah! Oh, sorry. No, I thought that was a scary part. I'm sorry about that. Sorry.
We started a babysitter's club. There was a lady that lived a block and a half down the street from us who had two young daughters, maybe like 5 and 6 years old. We ended up taking her on a one of our clients.
Sure, you're 40?
When we first interviewed with her, she warned us that she had a poltergeist that followed her from house to house, but that it never harmed her or her family. I really don't think we believed her, because if we did, why the hell would we agree to babysit for her? You know, I remember babysitting for her a few times and nothing ever happened. So I figured nothing would ever happen. So one night, me and my sister went there together to watch the girls. The girls were asleep up in their room that they shared, and we would take turns going up and down to check on them. I remember my sister going first, and everything was fine. A little while later was my turn. So as I'm walking up the steps, I hear a squeaky sound, like they were awake and jumping on the bed or something. So I opened the bedroom door, and one of the little girls was bouncing on her bed. But the thing is, her body was parallel to the bed.
What the f***? So she was just going, dunk, 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 dunk.
She got hydraulics.
Oh my God.
She was on Pimp My Child. Okay. Like, she was still laying down, like she was sleeping, and she was being bounced like a damn basketball while the other kid was sound asleep. What? This is literally, I wish this was on video. I wish this was on video.
Oh, absolutely.
Video. So I start freaking out and screaming for my sister. She comes running up the stairs and she's like, what the f-? And then she proceeds to grab the non-bouncy kid, runs down the steps and out the door to go to our house. And she just left me to grab the bouncy kid. I like how it has a name.
The bouncy kid.
The bouncy kid. So I did. And I just remember feeling like I grabbed her out of midair and took off running. I cannot remember anything that happened after that. It was almost like I blacked out. Interesting.
I feel like this is like the ghost of a WWE wrestler. Just like, it's over and over again.
How does this kid not wake up? You're being suplexed.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. I mean,
I have no idea.
I mean, the thing is, I get that you have a responsibility, but I would have left for sure.
Yeah.
The other kid was asleep. He didn't know what was going on. But, well, the bouncy one is also asleep. They don't know. I know. And that's enough for me to get the fuck
the
out of the house.
The bouncy kid.
Yeah, where is Brandy?
What's up, Brandy? How long ago is this?
Oh, God.
27
years ago.
27 years ago. Okay. And did you ever go back to this family and babysit for them again? You did?
I don't remember, but she says we did.
Why? You what?
It paid good.
It paid good?
No. Let me guess, $66.60 an hour. Is that how much it paid?
Oh my God.
Maybe. Wait, did you? So you had to grab the bouncy kid?
I did, yeah.
What?
She left me. She grabbed the other one and she just left me.
So that's the smart sister. Okay. When you grabbed this child out of midair, was there a resistance?
No, I don't think so. No.
Before you grabbed the kid, did you get a couple dribbles in? Just to...
Between the legs.
No, I
played
basketball. I sucked, so no.
Wow. That's what the ghost was. It was just making fun of you. I saw you on the court. You were... you could never do this.
Okay, this is such a weird question, but like, how many inches off the bed was she bouncing?
That's a good question.
Dude, that is such a weird question to ask about a kid.
Feet? Like 3 or 4 feet?
Yeah.
What?
And this kid never woke up.
Did anyone believe you?
Yeah, her parents did. The lady told us, she was like, we have a poltergeist that follows us from house to house. She's like, I don't want you guys to be afraid. Like, it's never hurt our family. Nothing.
Just dribbles them. Yeah. It's never hurt our family. It's just training for the NBA. Just leave them alone. We'll pay you to babysit. It's fine.
It's like when somebody tells you their dog doesn't bite. And he's like, you're like, are you sure? He's like, well, it's never been us. So I think he likes us. That's terrifying. I mean, where was this?
We live like on the east side of Toledo.
East side of Toledo?
Wait, does that sound like an East Side of Toledo thing?
Is that an East Side? Is that an East Side thing?
Typical kid bouncing like a basketball. That's so East Side.
East Side
Toledo.
Things, yeah. East Side Toledo, yeah. Yeah, she was on drugs too.
This kid was perfectly still. Not a problem at all.
Interesting. I mean, look, if we're being honest, that would be like the scariest possible thing to happen. Because that show, because I mean, a poltergeist is supposed to be the type of spirit who can actually touch you and can actually harm you. Yeah. Supposedly not, never human, right? Is that the theory behind poltergeist?
Yeah, I mean, poltergeist is just any kind of activity that emulates human force. But that would be a poltergeist.
In East Toledo? Yeah, people die there all the time. It's definitely possible. It's definitely possible.
I'll take it.
You'll take death?
Yeah.
What?
They all take it.
So.
Wow. I've never heard a story like this. And I believe you. I 100% believe you.
You know what would be scarier than the kid bouncing on the bed?
What?
If it was bouncing between the ceiling and the bed.
Oh. Boom, 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 boom. Do you think if the bounce would have gotten out of control and like he like bounced the kid's head off the headboard, would the ghost just would have been like and just stopped like oh okay it's crying now or would it have kept going? I want to know how far it would have taken this thing. Did you feel like you were in danger?
Yeah, I mean I don't know, I was scared. Yeah, I think so.
Understandable. I think you did the right thing.
I don't like scary.
Well, I think you guys did the right thing. I think you were right to get the out of there, and those kids are gonna be in therapy if they're not already. Do you still talk to that family?
No.
You should.
Shout out if you know who I am, lady.
That'd be crazy if the kids were in here. Just had to look around to make sure. That'd be nuts. Like I was being dribbled.
Wait, how did we ever? Do we establish how she grabbed the kid?
She said she just snatched it out of the
like
air.
Like just two armed.
Yeah, I think I'd like throw her out of the air.
Just straight up just grabbed her out of the air.
It's pretty impressive. It's good athleticism. Okay. Is that our last spooky story? Brandy, thank you for sharing your story. That's creepy. Toledo, you guys were fun, man. Thank you guys so much for coming out to Haunted Homies. We hope you enjoyed yourself. Hope you learned a little bit. Hope we made some believers out of it. Get home safe, Perrysburg.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well for the full experience. Find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast, and I will see you next time.